The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Tuesday morning, 7:01 Central Time, May 9th, 2023. So glad you could join us this morning. Of course, the show is brought to you by all of our vendors that keep us going here. This week on the Power Mall, for those of you who want to wait, we're opening the Power Mall up in 1 hour. We're going to save you 10% off on the following items: White Harvest Heirloom Seed Kits, and they are going fast. That's the last chance you have to buy the seed kits for this year's crop. 10% off a Willard Water Plant Catalyst. I have a jar of it right here in my hot little hand. I mean, this is a big jar. This is 32 fluid ounces. This is going to get some serious planting done, helping absorb your plants, absorb nutrients they need to grow big. 10% off of North American Urban Spice products this week. And just to commemorate that, we're going to have Justin Porter on in the next hour to talk about all of it. 10% off of Good Health Naturally products and 10% off Miracle 2 22-ounce products this week. Not including what's going on with the Daily Deal. Every day we feature a new product. Go to thepowermall.com and click on the Daily Deal tab and enjoy saving. We have a spring sale going on right now, 15% off allergy relief products, which basically is quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oreganol juice, Sinu Orega, that's your real sinus thing, Latera Flora probiotic and Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic and OptiVita digestive enzymes. Just remember that we are 100% reader-supported platform on the website without advertisements, and that means without your support, we wouldn't exist. So we'll tell you how you can help us out. As time progresses, I have in my hot little hand right here the Joyce Riley. See it right there on camera for those of you watching. Yep, knowledge is power, and there's a Constitution behind Joyce Riley. On the other side, we got the Power Hour logo right there. And if you give a $100 donation to the Power Hour, we're going to send you one of these absolutely free. So you can call up twice. If you want one for you and your wife, call up twice, make $100 donations twice, and get two coffee mugs. That's how that works. That way you both can sit there and clatch with us here at the Power Hour and have your morning coffee. We appreciate that. There's a lot happening in the world today. There is a massive explosion that rocked Beirut. That just happened. Much of the port has been flattened. Buildings damaged across the capital. Giant mushroom cloud, orangey mushroom cloud. That means nitrates went off. 50 people dead, 2,700 injured, bodies buried in the rubble. Ambulances, hours later, were still carrying away the wounded as Army helicopters helped battle fires raging at the port. The country is already struggling with both the coronavirus pandemic and an economic crisis, and the hospitals there are quickly filling beyond capacity, pleading for blood supplies and generators to keep their lights on. At least 13 Palestinians, including three commanders of the militant group Islamic Jihad, have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. Palestinian health officials said 8 women and children were among the dead. Another 20 were injured. Israel said it launched an operation targeting militants who posed an imminent threat to its citizens. Islamic Jihad has vowed to revenge these deaths. Gaza-based militants are expected to respond with rocket fire into Israel. So the tit-for-tat never stops. Russia, meanwhile, is setting its sights further east to keep its front lines manned. How are they going to do that? According to a UK defense report, they're talking with Tajik and Uzbeki recruits enticed with signing bonuses and high pay. Central Asian migrant workers are being targeted to bolster the Russian front lines in Ukraine, where the casualty rate is extremely high, with recruiting officers visiting mosques and immigration centers. Huh. Interesting way to beef up your forces, huh? U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz tweeted yesterday, 26,382 migrants crossed the border between ports of entry during the last 3 days. An additional 7,399 crossed and managed to avoid apprehension. 7,400 people crossing the border and managed to avoid. Okay, and see, May 11th, that's this Thursday. 2 days away, they're going to open up. Everything is all hell is going to break loose at the border. El Paso's mayor, Leaser, went down, saw 35,000 migrants waiting. Called a friend of mine in El Paso yesterday and had a long talk. He said the homeless encampments are like 2 miles from his house now. He's freaking out. He just doesn't know what to make of it. I said, yeah, well, wait till the other 35,000 and they're sitting at the border. The mayor just identified show up. And he goes, you got to be kidding me. I said, nope, you obviously haven't been paying attention. Not a lot of people have. No, not until it's in your face. You know, that's what we call a NIMBY, not in my backyard. Not until it's actually there. Well, Texans and all you folks along the border, especially in Texas, you're going to get a lot of it. Lock and load, baby. These people, especially those 7,400 gotaways, if they're armed and they come on your property, well, we have a stand your ground law here in the state of Texas, and you have the right to defend yourself. In fact, I think you remember a long time ago me telling you about the story of a constable in Harris County, Houston. He was responding to the call of a catalytic converter theft. And apparently he discovered that the front of the home, somebody attempted a break-in. He asked the woman, do you have a gun? She said, yes. He said, well, the next time they try and they're on your property, your car is an extension of your property. Your well, everything is an extension of your property. If they're on your property and they're attempting to do something, shoot them in the head. Not the arm, not the leg, shoot them in the head. This is a directive from a peace officer. Constable. So understand that this is what we have to face here, and Governor Abbott doesn't want to do a damn thing about it. He thinks that he's going to send down, you know, what he's going to all these. He says that he's going to deploy 545 National Guardsmen to assist in the newest surge of migrants. Assist in what? Processing people and putting them on buses and planes? That's what he's going to assist doing? He's a D.C. wannabe, folks. He's not doing a damn thing for the Lone Star State. Like I said, he wants to be in the White House. Like I said, it's all we need is another Rosenfeld. Seriously, folks. They're all responsible for a lot of this stuff. So here's the thing. If they come over your fence and you happen to live in an area where they're invading you, you have the right to defend yourself if you're in a stand your ground state. Now, you better check your state statutes to make sure. If you are in a duty to retreat state, because they have those, we have Castle Doctrine, we have stand your ground, and we have duty to retreat. There are states where you have a duty to run away, and if they're chasing you and it's inevitable that they're going to get in your face and attempt to commit harm, even though you have tried to avoid them at all costs, you have the right to defend yourself. But yet some states out there, especially these blue states, have these kinds of laws, duty to retreat. Yeah, you have to get away from the situation so you're not, no harm comes to you. Well, if the harm continues to follow you and tries to kick in your door when you barricaded yourself in your bedroom and they're kicking the door in to come after you, well, you don't really have much choice. Your life is threatened. You do what you have to do. This is the way it's got to be, especially at the border, because you don't know half of these people, especially the gotaways. We've already had complaints from all these homeowners and property owners down there, ranch owners, about their wells being damaged, property being damaged, intimidating, surrounding the houses, looking in windows, threatening people, screaming at people, banging on windows. You know, that's enough. If that scares the hell out of your wife and kids, you really don't have much of a choice, do you? Especially if they're armed. You have to defend yourself. Consider this an invasion. Be vigilant. That's all you can do at this point, because the governor of your state, and if you live in the Lone Star State, is doing not one damn thing. This is a problem, especially when you have all those gotaways. Whose fault is that? Oh, you look at D.C., the town that needs an enema. Yep, they're the ones at fault. And I'm talking about every congressman, every senator that hasn't lifted a finger to stop it. That includes Republicans, too. And rhinos. Rhinos are the ones that say they're Republican, but they're really Democrat. Facebook has blocked RT Arabic. The head of the channel alleges the platform took down the page, which had millions of followers, without warning. Anybody trying to access the page is going to receive a message informing them this content isn't available right now. Facebook hasn't released an official statement yet on why it took the channel down. Over 17 million people were following it at the time. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. I just ordered the entire Greco e-money book.
Yeah, I think you like it.
There was only one copy left on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah, I snagged it.
The Sunday night on a local talk show for my area, AM, FM station, there was a guy I didn't catch his name, and this program has short interviews. They're only like about 15 minutes. It's a 2-hour show. So, but I didn't really catch his name. I did catch that he was, I don't know if he's the founder of this organization or just part of it. It's called Invest some dot. I'm not sure if it's org or com or what, but their purpose is to help get bulletproof vests to law enforcement and maybe first responders. I don't know, but they were talking about how Merrick Garland is not doing anything to on the Bidens, Hunter and Joe. You know, and so the host asked him what their strategy was, and they weren't going to bother with trying an impeachment because they knew it wouldn't go anywhere in the Senate. But he talked about that the Speaker of the House, if he can get the votes, I guess he can appoint or and I'm not sure who appoints this because he didn't flesh that out, but he can call for a military tribunal. If it falls under the purview of that on the Bidens. And I wasn't familiar with this, and by the time I called in, the guy had already finished the interview. Now the host, he's a former Kansas legislature, and he said that he didn't think that the guy that McCarthy could get enough votes to pass it, and I guess that's probably because he just almost didn't get enough votes on the budget and the debt thing
Janet Yellen is yelling about. I really do hope that the United States government goes belly up. I really would love to see that they all of a sudden can't operate. I would love to see so much tit for tat and see they're putting it in everybody's face to make it think that we, the people, are responsible for this and that we're going to be the ones having to suffer as a result. I don't agree with that statement. I think they're just playing with our head, trying to put us all on guilt trips so that they get people to call up and use their political will on their elected officials to try to do something, whether it, you know, I mean, let's get into more debt. Sounds like fun to me. You know, and then they wonder why America has so much credit card debt.
Well, it seems to me, now he talked like they didn't even have to have the Senate get in on this, that it was just something with the House of Representatives.
Well, that's a resolution. That's all they can do, and it means nothing. It's not law.
No. Okay. Well, he seemed to think that, you know, anyway, I'd never heard of that before, but this guy, apparently he's former military and former law enforcement, and I think he might have ties with the Trump. So I don't know if he was in his administration or something, but anyway, I'd never heard of that, and I don't know that that's ever been done in history. So, but I don't think it's in the Constitution. I just think it's some kind of law that's been in there or something. So I just thought I'd throw that out and see if anybody else knew anything about it. So that's
okay,
all I had,
well,
Dave.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you much.
Bye.
Yep. According to mainstream media, the Ukraine war is going well, and Russia will be solidly defeated. We just need to give Ukraine the means they need to prevail. Yeah, you remember those secret documents that got leaked out? According to those documents, it's false. They reveal political leaders are lying about the state of Ukraine's war effort. The two adversaries have reached a stalemate neither side can break. The war is likely to become protracted. Documents also reveal NATO countries, including the UK and US, have sent 97 special forces to Ukraine. This is in addition to CIA personnel, military trainers, and Pentagon contractors sent previously, and the 20,000 troops from the 82nd and 101st Airborne Brigades already deployed to the border of Poland and Ukraine. Makes you wonder. Yep, Florida Rep. Matt Gaetz in mid-April introduced privilege resolution of inquiry to force President Biden to disclose the number of U.S. military personnel in Ukraine and the full extent of the administration's plans to assist Ukraine militarily. U.S. intel agencies are also reportedly confused about Biden's plan. According to investigative journalist Seymour Hersh, U.S. intel sources claim a total breakdown of trust between the White House and elements of the U.S. intelligence community as the administration continues to lie about and withhold information about its plans. Sources also warn there's zero leadership within the current administration. Tell us something we don't know. Yeah, why do we keep feeding the merchants of death? Why is that? China, by the way, is going to expel a Canadian diplomat in a tit-for-tat move because Canada just declared a Chinese diplomat in China's Toronto consulate as persona non grata. He was trying to intimidate a Canadian legislature who is critical of Beijing. So China decided to declare Jennifer Lynn Lalonde, consul of the Consulate General of Canada in Shanghai, persona non grata. Tit for tat. Yesterday, and this is according to what we're hearing, it was May 7th, there was a rally of reportedly 1.7 million people at Istanbul's Ataturk Airport, showing support for Turkey's current president, Erdogan, ahead of the national elections this coming Sunday. On Saturday the 6th, Erdogan's opponent for president in the national elections also held a rally in Istanbul, but they've been unable to find any published reports about how large the crowds were, like that matters. And, of course, what really matters in the election is whether or not the U.S. has an interest in interfering with it. And, of course, they don't like the outcome. Democracy is at stake. You know, democracy, really, here we go again. History shows us it doesn't work. In U.S. news, you snooze, wake up. Former President Trump has been barred by a New York judge hearing his case, Juan Merchan. You can't disclose any evidence or information you and your legal team will learn about in the discovery phase of the criminal case. That means the former president can't get on his own social media platform or any other social media platform. Doesn't matter what it is. He can't copy, disseminate, or disclose any of the covered materials without prior approval from the court. You see, now what that does is if he opens his mouth, they could hold him in contempt and they could order him brought to New York City, where they would yell at him and scold him in front of the cameras and put him in jail for contempt. See, judges have that capability. This is according to Forbes, right? A Hunter Biden associate told to start singing or face jail time. This is Devin Archer, one of the ones that founded Rosemont Seneca Partners with Hunter Biden and helped get the president's son a position on the board of Burisma. The two also worked together to secure payments from Chinese-controlled entities. Archer was convicted of fraud in 2018 for a scheme involving bonds on the Ogallala Sioux tribe. So Mr. Archer has been told, start cooperating or else. They're going after Hunter. Somebody is. And we've already told you about the 545 National Guardsmen that Texas Governor Greg Abbott allegedly is going to send under the state's Operation Lone Star program. Yeah, we'll see how that works out. The guy that shot up the mall in Allen, Texas. It's funny how, you know, they still go back. You remember what happened at University of Texas where the guy, you know, back up way back when, sat up in the tower there and sniped at people? But you wonder about that, right? Well, the Texas mall mass shooter apparently served in the United States Army and he was discharged in 2008, didn't even complete all of his basic training because of mental health issues. He apparently had been working as a security guard, according to neighbors and an Army official. How is it that you got a guy that's been discharged from the Army over mental health issues and nobody in the Army bothered to tell the FBI or anybody else that, you see, here's how the system failed, folks. They all want to scream gun control. But see, they don't even want to enforce the laws on the books. And see, this stuff like this gives red flag laws impetus, which is dangerous. However, if you've got somebody, I mean, just imagine if they would have told authorities that Aubrey Hale, the Nashville school shooter, was being treated for emotional problems, they could have stopped all that. Nope. You see, when the entities don't communicate with each other, we have breakdowns in the system. And people who really shouldn't have an assault rifle or whatever they want to call them, they get them. Shows you it doesn't really make any difference. You can ban all the guns you want to. Criminals will still find a way to get them. It doesn't matter. And, of course, Shannon Watts, she's a Mike Bloomberg gun control affiliate, criticized Texas lawmakers for not raising the minimum purchase age for AR-15s to 21. Shannon Watts, you are a moron. The individual who opened fire at Allen, Texas at Premium Outlets was 33. What are you going to do, raise the minimum purchase age to 34? Douche. Seriously, man, I got a problem with people like this. It's all about their political belief, and you got all these people out there that think if you take away the guns, and now you got another group, here for the kids. It's what they're calling themselves, a gun control group comprised of mothers urging Colorado Governor Jared Polis to use an executive order to ban all guns in the state. Yeah. The mothers are hoping a group of 25,000 will come together for a sit-in at the state capitol on June 5th to demand all guns be banned. I can tell you right now that if the Colorado governor capitulates to this kind of nonsense, that the lawsuits are going to be flying. We seem to forget what the Second Amendment allows us, and here's the problem with all of you mommies out there that think that everybody should not have a gun. If someone breaks into your house and you don't have a gun, you might as well put a sign out in your front yard that says, "Hi, great day for a home invasion. I'm not armed. Come on in and get me. Take a little piece, a little something, something while you're at it." I mean, this is craziness. Here's the thing. We've got governors now reacting. And this is what's nuts about gun control. They don't care about the Second Amendment. Now the Florida governor has signed a law reinstating the death penalty for child rapists. That's right. Goes into effect this October. Offenders convicted of sexual battery on a child under the age of 12 can be sentenced to death with a jury vote of at least 8-4. The decision previously had to be unanimous. Now, if you have a majority of the 12 jurors, 8-4, they can fry them an old Sparky. Yeah. Florida Governor DeSantis also signed legislation yesterday to curb the influence of the Chinese Communist Party. Three different bills, which take crucial steps to stop the CCP influence in the Sunshine State. Could it be also they don't want them buying property there anymore? And you talk about justice not being served. A Louisiana man who served 29 years for a rape he didn't commit has been released from prison after it was revealed in court that the victim herself told prosecutors in New Orleans for over two decades that the man was innocent, but she was repeatedly ignored. Patrick Brown, who's 49, was sentenced to life without parole in December of 94 after he was accused of raping his six-year-old stepdaughter. For over 20 years, the stepdaughter told authorities her stepfather was innocent. And she implicated another family member. Did they give a damn? No. In fact, the other family member bragged about it around the time of the crime, and prosecutors knew it. So presiding Judge Calvin Johnson just let Patrick Brown out of prison. He didn't do it. Now, you see, there's like, what, 284 people right now in the state of Louisiana that there might be an issue with them being wrongfully convicted. Wow. Amazing how that works. Got some interesting stories about toe sucking after we get back from our break at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you back on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, Tucker Carlson, man, the guy just, you know, ever since Fox made the mistake of giving him the boot, of course, now they basically are keeping him under contract. We hear this tit for tat stuff going out. Brian Friedman, who is a Hollywood-based lawyer that basically deals in issues like this, said that the idea that anybody's going to silence Tucker Carlson and prevent him from speaking to his audience is beyond preposterous. Yeah. So they're saying that they want to keep Carlson under contract so he can't say anything until after the 2024 elections. Wow. You talk about strategy. About trying to contain somebody. Wow. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. They're negotiating, of course. The Catholic Diocese of Oakland announced yesterday it's filed for bankruptcy. Yeah, that's in order to stabilize its finances amid 330 sex abuse lawsuits. Amazing. The diocese said most of the claims center on abuses that occurred in the 60s, 70s, and 80s by priests who are either no longer active in the ministry or who are deceased. This process is the best way to ensure a fair and equitable outcome for survivors, according to Bishop Michael C. Barber, wrote in a letter to parishioners. 300 sex abuse suits. Wow. See, normally here's the thing. When you go out and you travel on the road, right, and you got your suitcase and you get into your hotel room a lot of the smart travelers now are putting their suitcases and stuff in the tub and checking their room, wiping down phones and places that, you know, might have germs, checking the bed mattress and whatnot for bed bugs. Now, just imagine that you are sleeping in your hotel room. Huh. And all of a sudden, someone starts sucking on your toes while you're sleeping in your hotel room. And you wake up, and here is the evening manager of the 4th Avenue South Hilton Hotel in Nashville, 52-year-old David Neal, allegedly creeping into a male guest room while he was sleeping March 30th and got intimate with his feet. Yeah. Oh, well, I needed to make sure that, you know, we thought there was, I smelled smoke. I wanted to make sure you're okay. Really? The guest told police he woke up to Neil's mouth around his toes and immediately confronted him like, I mean, what do you say? What the hell are you doing? You kick the guy in the face? I mean, what do? You talk, there's some weird people in this world, folks. Yeah, see, that's why they have locks on doors and things, you know, so you can't ever take anything for granted these days, right? Yeah, he's lucky the guy didn't have a gun and blew his head off. Yeah, wow. Yeah, these people, I'm telling you, there's some weird stuff going on. Keith in Oklahoma, good morning, sir. How are you?
Wow, well, I'm trying to process that story you just talked about.
how does that work, you know?
I don't know. I kind of derailed my thoughts a little bit here. But anyway, you said something earlier, and it was just one word. It was, that word was reacts when you were speaking about the Colorado governor. And I've noticed something that word shows up more and more and more when I turn on my computer at work in the morning, and the internet homepage comes up, and I has all these news stories. I use that term loosely. They're not news stories; it's propaganda stories. But anyway, a majority of them, that is the way the headline reads. It is, NFL world reacts to, or mothers react to. Everything is a reaction. It's in this headline, this word react. And yep. I don't know what that means, other than I've noticed it more and more and more. And it's just more in these, propaganda stories. You know, a group of people or a group reacts to this, and everything is becoming reactionary. And I don't think that's an accident.
You're absolutely right. It isn't an accident. It's deliberate, because when you react to something,
yes,
for every action, there's an equal and opposite.
Reaction. You got it.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, that came to mind. And I don't know if you've noticed that, or if any of the other listeners have noticed that. You know, all these, I call them propaganda stories, is that they are, has that word in there. So, like, you know, group reacts, so-and-so reacts.
I do notice
they react.
Do it for a reason, because most of it centers around politics and trying to manipulate and influence people's brains.
Right.
That's why
you're
doing it.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't read those, you know, I know it's all, you know, that page comes on, I move past it immediately, and I don't even look at all that stuff. But I have noticed all that. But anyway, just thought I'd bring that up and throw that out there for conversation. And,
well, we appreciate
morning,
that. I'm going to react to it now, Keith.
Okay. Okay. All right.
No, this is great. I love it when you do that. I love it when the audience brings their own material. It's always good. Thank you, Keith, for that comment. Here's the thing. God bless you, man. Here's the thing. When you've got people out there, and notice that more of this stuff happened when the lockdowns occurred. Did you notice that? That's why, you know, they wanted people to react. So they had to scare them and lock them down. And then they came up with this Hegelian dialectic about going and getting a jab, because if you get the jab, everybody will be safe. And all these people started scratching their heads, just like Keith and I and everyone else, that, looked at the situation and is that how we should react? Why do we have to be a nation of reactive people? Why can't we be proactive and do something positive to make a difference? Well, because we have Congress out there that literally has learned how to manipulate, because politics, as you know, is the second oldest profession behind prostitution. So when you're looking at politicians out there that like to use their positions of power to manipulate people, well, of course they're going to react, and it's not going to be pretty. And people just, you know, they get upset. And see, you have proactive people like the minister in Tampa that decided he was going to hold church services no matter what order was put out. And, of course, they came and arrested him and put him in jail. And, of course, the sheriff of Chad Chronister of Hillsborough County, Florida, shame on you, sir. You're supposed to be standing up for the Constitution of the United States, and you had the nerve to go put somebody in jail. I got a real bone to pick with you, sir. I'm a member of the Florida Sheriff's Association, and I got a bone to pick with the way you behaved right there. That was undeserving. Nobody in that church got sick. They held church services. People wanted to worship God. Oh, no, we can't have that. That shows you where your true colors are, sir. You don't deserve to be reelected. There is a Texas man out there facing up to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to supplying performance-enhancing drugs to Olympic athletes. Eric Lira, 43, is the first defendant to be charged under a new U.S. law introduced in the wake of Russia's state-backed Olympic doping scandals. The 2020 law is named after Russian whistleblower Grigory Rodchenkov.
Yes, comrade. A watershed moment for international sport. But Boris, you get moose, I get squirrel.
All right. Wow. Human growth hormone. Boy, we just love to get that stuff introduced, don't we? Yeah, Lira provided banned performance-enhancing substances, according to what people inside the Olympic Committee said. They have the Rodchenkov Anti-Doping Act now. Yep.
Will not go unpunished, comrade.
You gotta love it. Well, let's see. What else is going on here? People are starting to buy armored vehicles. Did you know? Man, I tell you what. If you're out there, do you know how much an armored vehicle weighs? Can you? I mean, this is, we're talking about a company called the Armored Group. They're based out of Shelby, North Carolina, okay? And the riots triggered by the death of George Floyd and the COVID-19 panic saw an unprecedented increase in people calling the Armored Group in Shelby, North Carolina, wanting to know more about armored vehicles. Because anybody that was stuck in one of these urban riots of buildings and cars set ablaze proved how dangerous America's city streets can be for anybody stuck in traffic during incidents of civil unrest. Yep. I mean, with little warning, your vehicle could be up against an angry, fist-pounding mob bent on causing harm and destruction. They're trying to tip your vehicle over and set it on fire. And here we have a company out there called the Armored Group that is making armored vehicles that can't be penetrated, and they're so heavy that fist-pounding mobs can't do anything to them. They can pound all they want. I mean, we're talking probably bulletproof glass. I mean, tempered glass and hurricane resistant, you know, that kind of stuff. And we're talking about the kind of armored vehicles that you normally see in Iraq and places like that. Well, we don't know that they can totally stop an IED. Haven't gotten enough info on that, but it's just worthy of note that people want to drive a tank. I mean, why don't you just go out and buy a tank? Oh, wait a minute. They have laws against that, right? Yeah, you can't have an active tank in your front yard. They arrested some guy a long time ago with an active howitzer in his front yard. Oh, man, just, you know, kind of, I'm waiting for them. Really? Who's them? No, it was they. Yeah, industrialist Elon Musk. Elon Musk is sticking his nose into America's debt ceiling crisis, saying that delaying raising it will only make consequences worse. as the U.S. is only a few weeks away from breaching the limit.
Ooh, don't breaching the limit. Oh, my God, we can't have that.
Yeah, since 2008, the U.S. has added $22 trillion to its debt, $8 trillion of which has been accumulated since Biden took office. Wow. It had taken the country 230 years to add its first $8 trillion in debt. 230 years for the United States Government, Inc. to be $8 trillion in debt, and now they're $22 trillion in debt. I don't feel sorry for these people. I don't feel sorry for the United States of America, Inc. I don't feel sorry for any of them. The Iran Central Bank and Oman have ditched the U.S. dollar. They're the latest. They set aside the U.S. dollar in trade and forex exchanges with other countries, according to the Central Bank of Iran. And Americans, of course, use the dollar as a political tool to pressurize countries while other currencies in the world are significantly growing, especially in the Asia region. This, according to the Omani Minister of Commerce, Mohammad Reza Farzin. So emphasizing the use of joint debit cards between the monetary and banking networks of the two countries, he said necessary talks have been held in this regard with the officials of the Central Bank of Oman. So there you have it. More deterioration of the dollar worldwide. This is all leading up to something bigger and better called the central bank digital currency. Tech companies are announcing mass layoffs amid economic woes. The layoffs started last year. They're continuing into 2023 amid recession fears and economic slowdowns. According to the online tracker layoffs.fyi, the running total of tech layoffs to date is 191,416. Some people at Bureau of Labor Statistics are showing the U.S. economy added 253,000 new jobs in April. Really? You going to believe all that? Don't know. Like I said, you take it for what it's worth. I throw it out there on the table. You dissect. Slice, dice, and do your thing. The FBI has some fantastic news for you. Yeah. They want you to celebrate because it spied on fewer Americans without warrants. Yeah. This means they've supposedly been violating our rights fewer times than they were a couple of years ago. Isn't that wonderful? This, according to the latest story, the number of warrantless searches of Americans' phone calls, emails, and text messages conducted by the FBI plummeted last year, dropping from millions of searches to about 120,000. Well, everything is great, unless you're one of the 120,000. And then you got to wonder about whether the program in question, Section 702 of FISA, which is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, allows the NSA to collect communications believed to belong to foreigners living abroad, inadvertently sweeping up Americans' data in the process. Just how legitimate is that? See, these are agencies. Yeah, the report's findings, by the way, have caught the attention of Congress. We'll see how far that goes. Millions of Americans need to prepare for widespread power outages this summer, according to NERC, North American Electric Reliability Corporation. Several parts of North America are at elevated or high risk of energy shortfalls this summer, due to predicted above normal temperatures and drought conditions over the western half of the U.S. and Canada. Well, you can thank Geoengineering Watch for that. Oh, the Great Reset. Guess what they're doing now? I know just what you wanted to hear. You got a gas stove? Get ready to defend it. Now the Biden administration has taken aim at dishwashers to tackle climate crises after the gas stove clamped down. Now they got dishwashers in the crosshairs. Yeah. Carbon footprint, huh? They want to cut greenhouse gases and they want to take your dishwasher. Carbon. I fail to see how dishwashers emit carbon into the atmosphere. I fail to see that. The little nymph at the Department of Energy seems to think that she can just get on microphone and say anything she wants to, and it all makes sense. I don't get it. Compact dishwasher models would, under the proposed rulemaking, see a 22% reduction in power use and 11% lower water usage. Wow. And what happens to the water that gets recycled? Those of you who are on septic systems know exactly where it goes. It goes into the septic tank, comes out the other side. The sludge stays in one side. The effluent goes on the other side. The effluent goes onto the lateral field. It circulates in the lateral field, gets circulated back down into the soil, back into the water table. It gets filtered out. It ends up near the well. The well picks it up and delivers it right back into the house again. I fail to see where an 11% water usage being lowered is going to make one damn bit of difference. Think about that. Cutting carbon dioxide emissions. Why don't you change Sleepy Joe's diaper? That'll eliminate a lot of carbon emissions. Yep. That's the difference. You know, what do they say? Difference between old people and babies? Depends. Yeah. That's a joke. Brady in Vegas, what do you need?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Right up again, you draw restrictions. I wrote in Arizona and California, Nevada, and had as much rain in 50 years this last winter, and we're still under drought conditions. How is that possible?
Yeah, I'd like to know that myself. How is that possible?
You got the biggest gold rush in California happening as we speak right now. People are finding gold nuggets.
Well, you're breaking up, Brady. I don't know what's wrong with your phone, but we can't have you doing that. That doesn't sound good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. We're getting word of a possible meteorite crash in a New Jersey home. Yeah, man, I'm telling you. The sky is falling. Now, they're talking about this. Do you know that the experts are now warning a massive tsunami could potentially hit the West Coast? Did you know?
Oh, yeah. I think Vegas is going to be the coastline here in a couple months.
Could be. Now, they're talking about, we have a story in our email blast about this. They've discovered over 19,000 new underwater volcanoes, and when these things go off, this could be the seismic activity would be the reason why ocean temperatures have been rising so rapidly. But if all of a sudden you have something like that, like what's going on 50 miles off the coast of Oregon, scientists have discovered a giant hole that's spewing hot liquid into the Pacific Ocean like a fire hose. So now you watch what happens when they start doing volcanoes in the Pacific Ocean. All of a sudden, you get tsunamis like crazy, and it could literally inundate the west coast of the United States.
You know what? In regards to that, though, they always say, "Oh, there's an El Nino pattern of warming waters, and the climate is changing due to El Nino." But most people don't understand that two things warm this planet: the sun and the volcanoes. That is your whole source of global warming or global cooling. So, as far as I know, no environmentalists can curb for the sunlight yet. They are doing the geoengineering, reverse the sun.
We're having too big a problem. I appreciate your call, Brady. Under gardening, farming, and homesteading, are you and your family really ready for a power grid failure? EMPs aren't the only threat to the power grid failure. And I mean, we've heard Joel Skousen talk about this. If you are breathing easier because the risk of North Korea causing mischief has gone down, don't be hasty. In fact, North Korea is one of the four principal countries trying to infiltrate our government's computer networks. So the thing is that a well-thought-out attack, the cyber attack that Joel Skousen talked about, would certainly blind America. Then the EMP would compound that situation. That's why we have Lion Energy out there. You got to make sure you're prepared. They have financing available on their units, and make sure you let us know at the power hour you ordered a generator from Lion Energy so we can get credit for it. We had somebody do this, and they bought a system from Lion Energy. We never heard about it. And finally, we got wind of it, and we actually called Lion Energy, gave us the credit. That's how we stay on the air, folks. So make sure you let us know if you're getting one of these generators. I have one. You need to make sure you have one. Some people are getting whole house ones. There are pros and cons to everything, which is why they have a technical department that you can talk to. We also have an article about how to make compost for your vegetable garden. It's an easy-to-follow guide, and that's also on the link. The FDA, by the way, oh, are you ready for this? They have just approved their first pill containing human feces. Wow. Patients needing a fecal microbiota transplant for recurrent Clostridioides difficile infections now have the option of getting stool in pill form. Oh, my goodness. Boy, I wonder what Justin Porter is going to say about that when we bring him on the next hour in North American Urban Spice. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, stay with us. We'll be right back and talk more about capsules full of feces and other great stuff here from North American Urban Spice.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.